Today's Shir Masechta Shavuos Dabeis, as Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we have the schus to begin Masechta Shavuos. Masechta Shavuos speaks about oaths that somebody could take. There are four types of Shavuos that one could take. And one is a Shavuos Bitui, which is going to be the subject of our Mishnah. But somebody undertakes upon himself, he makes a Shavuos that he's going to do something or not do something. And that's called a Shavuos Bitui. A Shavuos Shav is somebody who makes a patently untrue Shavuos. He says something is made out of gold when it's not. It's obviously not. Or it's something which is patently untrue. A Shavuos or he makes a Shavuos to do something which is impossible to be done. The next is a Shavuos Sa'edis, where somebody came to you and said, testify that you should say testimony about something that you apparently knew and you did not, and you said you swore falsely that you don't, and then you admit that you lied. That's called a Shavuos Sa'edis. A Shavuos Sa'pikadon is a Shavuos where somebody said you're holding something on mine, and he really wasn't holding that object. He swears falsely that he has that pikadon, and then you swear falsely, and then you admit. That's called a Shavuos HaPikadon. The Ritva asks that, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, when the Masechta speaks about different types of Shavuos, the Mishnah usually identifies what type of Shavuos we're talking about. Shavuos Eidos, Shavuos HaPikadon, why Shavuos HaDayonim? Why in our Mishnah does the Mishnah, as we said, which is speaking about a certain type of Shavuos, Shavuos Bitui, doesn't express that we're talking about a Shavuos Bitui? So he answers that there's a fundamental difference between a Shavuos Bitui and all other Shavuos that we're going to be learning in our Masechta. And all the other Shavuos that we're going to be discussing in our Masechta, you weren't obligated to make that Shavuos. Here, you were obligated to make the Shavuos, Dayonim, or whatever. You were put into a place that you had to make the Shavuos. In our Mishnah, the Shavuos is a Shavuos that you were not obligated to make. And since not a Shavuos that you're obligated to make, that's why it doesn't say Shavuos. So the style of the Mishnah, which is going to be many cases that the Mishnah discusses that are not directly related to Shavuos, is that the Torah sometimes says something explicitly, but from that we could extrapolate other cases that are not said explicitly but are also in that category. And therefore the Mishnah begins, Shavuos, when we speak about a Shavuos Bitui, Shtayim, the Torah speaks about two cases, which really are four. The Torah HaKadosh, when it speaks about Shavuos Bitui, says, a nefesh kishishava l'shvatei B'svasayim lahara lahetev. Lahara means that he made a shvuah to do something which is not good. They made a shvuah, for example, and not good is a very subjective term. But what it really means is that he made a shvuah not to do something. Lahetev, again, simple, means that he made a shvuah to do something good, but really it means that he made a shvuah to do something. Now Chazal went, so both of these shvuahs are forward. I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do something. Chazal taught us that there are two more cases of a shvua for which somebody who violates that shvua will be chayiv a carbon oil of a yorid if he did it b'shogeg. What are the two cases? That he spoke about the past. He says, I did something, I swear I did something, or he actually did not do it, or he swears he did not do something when he actually did it. In all these cases, if somebody made this kind of a shvua, b'shogeg, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yorid. The definition of a carbon oil of a yorid is according to the person's financial status, we make the determination what is the carbon he's going to bring. As the pasuk says, v'hevis Hashem al Hashem, al chatosa shechata, nekeva menatzoin, Kisva asiri izim lachatas, the keeper alav a koi mechetosai. Vim, you should bring an animal as a karmachatas. A kispa asiri, are brought for carbon chattas. Continues the pasuk. Vimoisigia yoda de se, Vavias a shama shachata, shte serum a shne beyon el Hashem, echel chattas vechel oila. You bring two birds. One will be for chattas and one will be for an oila. Vimoisasik yoda, and if you can't afford that either, you bring a mincha as a carbon chatos. That's the halacha by Shuas. Tosfos asked the question that there are many mesechtas in Shas that speak about Shuas, the Dorim, Naziris, and all of those mesechtas begin with Dinei, that they speak kol kinei nedarim, that if you didn't use the exact words of nedarim, kol kinei nedarim ken nedarim, they're still considered a valid neder. And therefore Tosfos asks, why does our mesechta also not begin with those typical words, kol kinei shvuos? So Tosfos says that usually these mesechtas begin indeed with the halacha of kinei nedarim, kinei naziris, and also speaks about Yodus Nadarim and Yodus Nazirim. Yodus means where you just began the statement and then you continue. And by Shvuas, Tosfos says that there is no halacha of Yodus. And since there is no halacha of Yodus, that's why the Pasuk, the Mishnah, there's no halacha of Yod, the Mishnah skipped the halacha of Kinui as well. There are those that differentiate, there are different situations where maybe we do say Yad, we don't say Yad. The Naftali Trop has a very interesting approach. The Naftali Trop's approach is that if somebody made a Shvuah through a Yad, it's going to be a valid Shvuah, and he has to fulfill what he took upon himself. But says Rav Naftali Trop, he won't have to bring a carbon if he violates that Shvuah b'shagig, or he won't get Malkus if he violates that Shvuah b'mezid. So since it's not the same, not completely not the same, therefore it's not mentioned in our Mishnah the way it's mentioned in all the other Mishnayos where it's mentioned. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests, as we're going to learn in the Gemara Mitzvah in our coming Shiurim, that the reason this Mishnah is taught right after Masechta Makkos that we just finished, because at the end of the Masechta Makkos, the Mishnah taught us cases where somebody does an Aveira, he cuts his payas, pass Haroish, pass Azokin, and we learned that you could be obligated in many different Aveiras for that one act. So our Mishnah, which is the next Masechta, as we're going to learn, wants to continue that style, and instead of speaking about Kinu Nadarim or Kinu Shvuis and Yod Shvuis, which have no similarity to what we just studied, we speak about cases that are similar, and we want to begin right away with an example of Shtayim Shein Arba. The next case that the Mishnah speaks about is Yediyas Tuma. Here too will there be a halacha that if somebody violates a Tuma, that means he enters the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, or he eats Kachim when he's Tamei. In these cases, there's also Shtayim Shem Arba. Chazal said that the Torah says that Yechayiv, when you went into the Beis HaMikdash, when you were aware that you were Tamei, forgot that you were Tamei, and walked into the Beis HaMikdash. And the second case is where, again, where a person was Tamei, was aware that he was Tamei, then forgot he was Tamei, and ate Hegdash. In both of these cases, the Torah says that he's Chayiv Malkus Karban Oil V'Yoyrit. Shein Arba is in a case where the person did not recognize that he's went into the Beis HaMikdash, or that the person did not recognize that he was eating Kodesh. In these cases, also does the Mishnah teach us Shtayim Shein Arba L'Tichayiv. So Tosfos asks, why does the Mishnah first mention the halacha of Shvuas before it mentions the halacha of Yediyas HaTumah? If we look in the parasha of Karban Oil V'Yoyrid, we'll see that the Torah speaks about Tumah before Shvuas. So the first Teretz Tosfos suggests is since the primary subject of this Masechta is Shavuos, it makes sense that even if the Torah mentioned Tumah first, the Masechta, which is here to teach us Hilchos Shavuos, should begin with Hilchos Shavuos. Another answer, he says, that the din of Shavuos Bitui is in din, indeed not mentioned first. But the din of Shavuos Eidus is mentioned before, and therefore, since it's all subject with speaking in this Masechta about Shavuos, it does bring all those, he has to bring those, that's why Shavuos is mentioned first. Another pshat is, as we're going to see, there is a similarity between Tumah and what we learned in Masechta Makkos, so it makes sense to teach that first. It's interesting that the Sefer Paris Yosef makes a observation that if somebody violated this halacha of Tumah and Kodesh, one was that he forgot that he was Tameh, and one situation was where he forgot that this is the base of Mikdash and this is Kodesh, and he only is able to bring one carbon, he should bring the carbon for forgetting that he's Tameh versus forgetting that it was the base of Mikdash or Kodesh. Because, he says, as we just learned in our Mishnah, this halacha of Tumah, of forgetting that not realizing that you walked in, that you forgot that your Tameh, is the case that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah. The other case is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. It makes sense that we should focus that the carbon, if you only can bring one carbon, you should bring a carbon for what you are aware that you did. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tarach Lefanai Shulchan Neged Sayurai. The person, explains the Sefer Pnei Shabbos, is here in the world to realize that we are Avodah Mavakadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the Umas HaOlam who start up with Klal Yisrael, they're only here to prevent us from doing our Avodas Hashem. And therefore, the Svarim HaKadoshim say when we speak about Arba, whenever we speak about the number of four, it refers to the four Golias, the four nations of the world, the four empires who have tried to go against us. But what is the Mishnah teaches us? The Mishnah teaches us that if we overcome, we look at those Arba, and we say that we're going to do mitzvahs and not do Averis, then those Arba, then those Malchias will not be able to prevail over us. It's interesting, all the Rishonim make this observation, that we just spoke about Tumah. We're going to be speaking about Tumah quite extensively. But isn't the Tumah what brings the carbon, not the Yediya? And the answer is that one is never obligated to bring a carbon unless there was a Yediya. There has to be an awareness, and we're going to discuss extensively how much, when, and when must there be an awareness. And without that awareness, you can't be chayiv, a carbon, malchus, etc. And that's why when the Mishnah speaks about Tumah, it focuses on the idea, on what you knew and what you didn't know. Continues the Mishnah, Yetzias HaShabbos. Of course, we know we're not allowed to carry from one rishus to another rishus on Shabbos. That too is Shtayim Shein Arba. The Pasuk teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Yitzav Moshe Rabbeinu makes an announcement, V'yaviru kol b'machna lemer, they made this announcement, Ish v'isha, Ayas oid malach l'trumas ha'mesh m'kodesh, everybody should stop donating, and the Pasuk says, V'yikolei ha'om mehavi. And as Chazal explained that Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu was situated in the Machna Leviya, which is a Rishus HaRabim, and he told Klal Yisrael, who were in their private homes, which were the Rishus HaYochid, that they shouldn't bring anything from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. And that, as we're going to learn, represents two situations. One situation is when somebody's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and puts his hand into the Rishus HaYochid. So that's how he took something from the Shusha Yochid he was standing outside the Shusha Rabbim, put his hand into the Shusha Yochid and took it from the Shusha Yochid into the Shusha Rabbim. And the other case is where the person is standing in the Shusha Yochid and picks something up in the Shusha Yochid and picks it up from the Shusha Yochid and puts it down in the Shusha Rabbim. So the Torah, in both of these examples, the Shtayim that we just identified, are speaking of situations where you took something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim, which are Shtayim, which are Arba, where somebody stood in the Rishus HaYochid, stuck his hand into the Rishus HaRabbim, and took something from the Rishus HaRabbim into the Rishus HaYochid, or if somebody is standing in the Rishus HaRabbim and picks something up from the Rishus HaRabbim and puts it down into Rishus HaYochid. That is what's known. When you take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim, it's called Haitzah. When you take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim, it's called Haitzah. When you take from Rishus HaRabbim to Rishus HaYochid, it's called Hachnosah. Taisus Masechta Shabbos actually points out that when we speak about these cases of carrying, there are many other examples that the Mishnayos in Masechta Shabbos teach us. It speaks about Hemoshim Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabbim, or Zorig Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabbim, or Hamavich Chayfitz Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabbim. Why are all those cases not mentioned? So Tosfos explains, because the focus of our Mishnah is strictly on Haitzah and Achnasah, on the basic Haitzah and Achnasah. Furthermore, if we think about it, even though our Mishnah focuses on the Shtayim is the Haitzah, but as Chazal teach us in Masechet Shabbos, Hachnosah is also Asur. And the question is, why? Because as the Gemara says, Mali Ayuli, Mali Afuki. There's no reason that there should be a difference between somebody who carries from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Haitzah, or somebody who carries from Rishus HaRabbim to Rishus HaYochid, Hachnosah. And in fact, Rabbeinu Tam asks, it's so obvious that Haitzah and Hachnosah are the same, why was it necessary to teach us? The answer is that carrying, explains Rabbeinu Tam, is a Malacha Gerua. The Malacha Gerua means it's a difficult Malacha, it's not a Malacha easy to understand. And the explanation is, because if Midoraisa, somebody were to carry in their home all day long on Shabbos, he would not be doing an Aveira. He could be carrying something which is very heavy. It wouldn't make a difference. That's not considered that he did a Malacha. Yet the very same person, if he carries a needle, he carries something insignificant from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim, will be Chayiv. And therefore, since it's a very unique Malacha, it's a Malacha Gerua, that's why it's mentioned in the Masechta. That's why both cases, the Haitzah and the Hachnosah, had to be said explicitly. Moreover, the way it was explained, that somebody standing in Rishus HaYochid, somebody standing in Rishus HaRabbim, the person who's standing in Rishus HaRabbim is always referred to in the Masechta at the beginning of Shabbos as the Oni, the poor person standing outside, coming to collect food, and the other person is the person standing inside the ass is called the Balabais. And here too, the Rishonim try to understand why was it necessary to be worded and framed as Oni V'Asher. The point, as we're learning, is that it's being taken from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabbim. And there are two answers given by the Rishonim. One answer that the Rishonim suggest is because, as we know, the Mishnayos always want to be expressed in the most concise manner. And instead of sending somebody standing in Rishus HaRabbim or somebody standing in Rishus HaYochid, just using the one word Oni or Asher is a much more concise way of expressing these halachas. That's one answer that's suggested. The other answer suggested is that we're speaking about a poor person who's obtaining tzedakah from the Baal Bayis who's standing inside. So we would think it's a mitzvah, and therefore it should override the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. teaches us the Mishnah that although, of course, giving tzedakah is such an important mitzvah, as even though it's such an important mitzvah, it doesn't override the issur of carrying on Shabbos. The Torah HaKadosh speaks about a person who Rachman Tzlan is a mitzayra, that he has a certain discoloration on his sand, and the Torah says, V'huva ala kayin, and he has to be brought to the kayin, for the kayin to examine, is he or is he not a mitzayra. Torah expresses in great detail, in Parashas Tazria Mitzayra, what to do. Says the Mishnah, Maris Negayim, when the Torah speaks about the discoloration that would be a nega, Shnayim, the Torah speaks about two colors explicitly in the Torah, but Shein Arba, Chazal said that they're really for more. Seis, the Torah speaks about Seis, which looks like white wool, and Beheres, which looks like snow. And the Torah says, Adam Kiyeh Ba'arbasaris Eisus Apachas of Beheres, and the Pasuk says that there's two more coloring, which are toldos of the Seis and Beheres. The told of Seis is white like an eggshell, and the told of Beheres is like the white of the color of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. They also can make Tameh. The Tiferes Yisrael explains, why when we want to speak about a white color, do we speak about the white color of the Beis HaMikdash? The walls of the Beis HaMikdash. White is white. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, because every year in the Beis HaMikdash, they would paint the walls white before Pesach. So if you paint your wall white every year, you're going to have very white walls. There's no time for the walls to get dark. And that's why that's why we said kisid, the white of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Tiferes Yisrael also says that the Mishnah says kekruma bay, which is the membrane around the egg, not klipas habeya. He says klipas habeya is the egg shell. The membrane apparently around the egg is much wider than the egg shell. The Gra says that the pasuk says imu chateichem keshanim keshel yabinu v'yamadimu ketoylo ketzema yiyu. He says that the pasuk speaks about the toilas, and shani is the red wool. Imu chateichem keshani, where it's not that red, which is not as red as the blood of a worm, then keshel yabinu, then you could have complete purity. If the aveira is not that serious, then the tshuva could accomplish much more. But if your aveira is like a toilas, like the blood of a worm, very strong red, then your tshuva will only accomplish that it'll be like shelag, it'll be like snow, it won't be the same level of white. Says the Mishnah, going back to the halacha of Yediyas Atuma. Says the Mishnah, Eshiyeshboy Yediya Betchila. If somebody was aware that he was Tamei, and Yediya Besoif, and then after he ate the Kodesh, or after he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he realized what he did, V'yesh V'helem by the time, but there was in between this period that he forgot, that's where there's a din of Karban Oil of Yared. That's where the Torah says that if somebody did this Aver B'Shagi, he brings a Karban, and it's based on his financial abilities. However, Yesh B'Yedei B'Tchila, if he was aware that he was Tamei, however, V'Eni Yedei B'Saif, but he wasn't aware that he ate Kachim while he was Tamei, or he's not aware that he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, Sir HaNas B'Fnim, on Yom Kippur, there were a number of Kabbonis brought, as Rashi explains. On Yom Kippur, there were three serum brought. One is they had two serum that were brought, and there was a Goyrel, there was a lottery done on them. One was the Goyrel Hashem, and one was the Goyrel Lazazel. The Goyrel Hashem, the Sir Hashem, its blood was sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Sar Lazazel, we know, was thrown down the mountain. And the third Sar that was brought on Yom Kippur, is the Sar HaMosav. And these kabbanis that we are now going to discuss are kabbanis that were brought, as we're seeing, until the person realized that he did an Aveira. And when he realizes that he did the Aveira, then he brings the carbon that he's obligated to bring. But until he realizes he did the Aveira, he has to have a kapara. And the kapara is with these various kabbanis that the Mishnah and Mitzvah Shem will identify. It says the Mishnah again, Yesh Be'idi B'Tchila, he was aware that he was Tamei, but he didn't realize he ate Kodesh or went into the base of Mikdash, and therefore anybody, and then he didn't become aware that he did the Aveira. Sar Anas B'Fnim, the Sar La'Hashem, Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippurim itself, Taila, protect the person from any punishment that he should receive until Atshivadalai, until he becomes aware of the Aveira that he did, and after he becomes aware of the Aveira he did, then he'll bring carbon oil of a Yairid. And the Sefer Chochma Musar says that a Mishnah here is coming to teach us a very important lesson. We learn here that the person was just not aware of what he did. So we would think if a person was just not aware of what he did, he shouldn't have to bring a kapara. The halacha is that a person is obligated to recognize and always realize what he's doing and what are the repercussions what he's doing. And therefore, the halacha is that the Torah teaches us that these kabbanis are brought to protect the person from that reason. And up to the point that I saw that the Gra says, that the Pasuk says, that we know the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim only on Yom Kippur. As the Pasuk says, V'al-yova b'chol eitz ala Kodesh, says the Gra, that if a Kohen Gadol wants to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim all year round, if he will do exactly what's done on Yom Kippur, then he can enter even all year round. He said, so explains the Mesh Chachma, why should this be permitted? Why should this be done? So he says that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, their consumption of meat was typically meat, wasn't meat that they just shechted an animal in order to be able to eat meat. It was Batsur Kachim. It was Kachim meat. And if, as we're learning now, somebody who eats Kachim meat when he's Tamei violates a very serious Aveira. Since this happened so often when they were in the Midbar, Aaron realized that he can't just wait for Yom Kippur to bring the Kabbanis. If he's going to wait for Yom Kippur to bring the Kabbanis, Klal Yisrael might have all of these Aveiras on their account. So that's why the Torah Kedoshah says that if the Kohen Gadol sees that there may be a situation and there's a concern that Klal Yisrael has violated these Aveiras, then the halacha is the Kohen Gadol should put on the Big Dekuna and do the Avod of Yom Kippur and enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim that they should be able to have a kapara. Furthermore, I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed teaches us from here that if somebody did an Aveira, and we saw that somebody did an Aveira, and the person himself did not realize that he did an Aveira, apparently his opinion is that the right thing to do is that individual should be told. Because we're seeing in our Mishnah that there were kabbanis that were brought to tie the person over. But the right thing to do is not just to bring a carbon to tie the person over. The right thing to do is make the person aware of the carbon that he did, the aveira that he did, and give him the opportunity to do the tshuva. Says the Mishnah further, if there was a case, the Ein Ba'Yedei B'Tchila, the person was not aware before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or before he ate the Kodesh, he wasn't aware at all that he was Tamei. Aveyesh Ba'Yedei B'Tchila, that he does become aware that he was Tameh. And not only was he Tameh, but while he was Tameh, he entered the base of Mikdash. While he was Tameh, he ate Kachim. Sar HaNas B'chutz, the Sar LaZazel. Now the Sar of the Musaf of Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur M'chaper. Shnei Mavat Chatzis Chapurim. Sir Elizam Echad Chatzis Mavat Chatzis Chapurim. That's what that brings a kapara for. And comments the Mishnah. Amazem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. The Sar that was brought inside the base of Mikdash, and the Sar HaMusaf, which is brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, like all Kabbanis all year round, work the same way. Ma B'Pnimi E Mechaper Al Dovash Yesh B'Yediyah. The Pnimi, as we said, speaks about a case where there was Yediyah. The Yediyah was before he entered the Mikdash, or before he ate the Kachim, he knew he was Tameh. The Sar HaChitzen also Mechaper Al Dovash Yesh B'Yediyah. What is the Diyah? There was the Diyah B'Soif, that before he entered, he wasn't aware that he was Tameh, but at the end, he realized that he was Tameh, and he did this while he was Tameh. If the person was not aware before he entered the base of Mikdash, before he ate the Kachim, that he was Tameh, and after he entered or ate the Kachim, or the base of Mikdash, he's still not aware, Sir Haragolim, the Sir that's brought on the Shalosh Regolim, the Sira Rish Chadoshim, Mechaprim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Aimer, Sira Regolim, Mechaprim, the Sira that's brought on Yontif, on Mechapr, on Ein Ba Yediyah, Loi B'Tchila, Loi B'Soif. Avaloi Sira Rish Chadoshim, the Karban Musaf that's brought on Rish Chadosh does not come for that. Vama Sira Rish Chadoshim, Mechaprim, what are the Sira Rish Chadoshim, Mechapr? Ala Tar Shachla Satamei. If somebody who's Tar ate kachim that are tameh. Rameya Omer, Rameya has a different approach, and he says kol asirim, all the karbanos musaf, that the one that's brought on Yom Kippur, the one that are brought on the Shalosh Regolim, the one that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, kabros and shava, they all have the same goal. They're mechaper of tumas migdash v'kachim. They all speak to tumas migdash v'kadoshav. And the way the Rishonim explained this line of the Mishnah, the way they understand Ramey's opinion, is that they have that there are many, as we're learning, variations of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, and there are many Karban Musaf. And all these Karban Musaf work and help for all the different varieties of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Hi, Rav Shimon Omer. Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim Al Tar Shachas HaTameh. The Mishnah now explains Rav Shimon's opinion. He says the serum, the musaf that's brought in Rosh Chodesh, a mechaper for the tar that ate kachim that are tameh. Shel regolim, the musaf that's brought on Yom Tov mechaperim al she'em b'yidiyah lo b'tchilah v'lo b'soif, that the person wasn't aware before he entered the mikdash, before they ate the kachim that is tameh, nor was he aware afterwards either. Shel Yom Kippurim, the musaf that's brought on Yom Kippur mechaper al she'em b'yidiyah Yediyah, but Chila, he wasn't aware that he was Tameh before he entered the Mikdash, before he ate the Kachim, Aval Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Tzchayf, but he was aware afterwards. Amalei, so they asked him, Ma Shiyikavu Zu, can the one Karban Musaf, if one lost one of these animals that was designated for a purpose, and they therefore had to bring a different animal, and then they found the original animal, could that animal be brought at a different time? That means, for example, a sar was designated for the Musaf Yom Kippur. It was lost, and therefore they brought a different animal. And then it was found. Could that animal be brought for a sar, for the Musaf, on the Shalosh Regalim, on Rosh Chodesh? Amalhem, Rav Shimon says, Yikrevu. They can. It can be used for different purposes. Amalem, so Shimon says, Amalai, so the Rabbanim said to him, Hayova en kaparasin shava, as we just finished learning, they don't really serve the same purpose. Every one of these musaf has a unique purpose. Heich krevet zebezeh. So how could you say that they are interchangeable? Amalem, to which Shimon responds, Kulam ba'al l'chaper al tumas mikdash v'kedoshav. Since they all come for varieties of Tumas Megdish V'Kedoshav, since they're all for that purpose, they are technically interchangeable. There's an interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim, amongst the Mefarshim, if this Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because it's not quite clear. There's different opinions if Rav Shimon ben Yochai lived at the same time as Rav Meir. In one place in the Rambam, it says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai was a generation after the Rav Meir. But elsewhere, the Rambam says, the Rav Meir and Rav Shimon ben Yochai were both Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, so they obviously lived at the same time. And there would be a question, based on these different opinions, which Rav Shimon is speaking to Rav Meir. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda im Mishmai, Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaper Al Tosh Achaz Otamei, the Sirei that a Musaf or Rosh Chodesh are for somebody who's taught that a Tamei, Moisav Leim Shel Regolim, the Sirei Mesofim Regolim Shmechaper Al Tor Shachas Otamei, they too work for somebody who's taught that a Kachim that a Tamei, but they also work Al Shein Ba Yedei Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Soif, that the person was not aware at all that he's Tamei, Moisav Leim Shem Kippurim, the Musaf Yom Kippur Shmechaperim, that it works Al Tor Shachas Otamei, for somebody who's taught that a Tamei. It works for Al Shein Ba Yedei Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Soif, that somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash Rei Kachim without being aware that it was Tamei, not at the beginning and not before and not after. And it also helps for somebody who was aware that he was Tamei, that he wasn't aware that he was Tamei, entered the Beis HaMikdash Ei Kachim Aval Yesh Ba Yedei B'Soif, but then he became aware. So then he too was asked, Mash Yikru V'Zeh B'Zeh, if an animal, a sawyer, was designated for one purpose, lost, a different animal was brought, can it be interchanged and used for a different purpose? Amalehem hen. So Shimon Yehuda said yes. Amalai, so they said, Imken Yu Shoyom Kippurim, Kreven Brash Chodashim. So if that's the case, the sar that's brought on Yom Kippur should be able to be brought for Rosh Chodesh, because the both reflect, they're both brought for Kabbalists that reflect Tumah. Aval Heich, Shoresh Chodashim, I understand that. But on the other hand, he asked, because whatever the Rosh Chodesh sar does, the Yom Kippur Sar does, and therefore technically you could use the Yom Kippur Sar on Rosh Chodesh. But he asked, Heich Shal Rosh Chodeshim Krevi Yom Kippurim L'chapa Kapar Shein Shaloi. The Sar of Yom Kippur, as we just finished learning, is so much more, it covers so much more than the Sar of Rosh Chodesh. The Sar of Yom Kippur works for Tar Derei Tamei. It works for Ein Ba Yedei B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yedei B'Saif. It works for Ein Ba Yedei Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Saif. Whereas the Sar of Rosh Chodesh only helps for Tar Derei Tamei. So how could the Sar of Yom Kippur, how could the Sar of Rosh Chodesh be used, an animal that was designated for the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, be used for Yom Kippur? Amalehen, to which Rav Shimon ben Yehuda responds, they're all in the family of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, and since they're all in the family of Migdash V'Kedoshav, they could be interchanged. Says the Mishnah, if somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash B'Meizah when he was Tamei, or he ate Kachim B'Meizah when he was Tamei, but he did not get Hasra, because if he got a proper Hasra, then he would be Chayiv Malkus. But as we learned extensively in Masechta Makkos, without Hasra, there is no Malkus. So how does this person get a Kapara? Says the Mishnah, Sar Nasa B'Fnim, the Sar LaShem, Yom Kippurim, they bring the Kapara. And continues the Mishnah, Al Shar Veir Shabbatayra, and other Veiris in the Torah, Akalus V'Chamuris, whether they're less serious or more serious, has Dinus V'Shkagus, whether somebody did them b'mezid, and whether somebody did them b'shagig, hoida v'loy hoida, whether he's aware of the avera that he did, whether he's not, whether these averas are essay v'loy sasei, whether they're mitzvahs essay or mitzvahs loy sasei, or if he did an avera that carries a punishment of karis, if he did an Aveira that comes with a punishment of Mises Bezdin, all of these, Sar HaMishtaleach Mechaper. The Sar HaLazazel is Chayiv, takes care of it. And as we're going to learn, it even goes a step further. The halacha is that if somebody ate meat and he's not sure if the meat that he ate was kosher or non-kosher, so the halacha is, if he knew for sure that the meat was not kosher afterwards, that means he did daver b'shagig and he has to bring a karma chattis. Here the person wasn't aware, and therefore the Torah says that he has to bring a karban oshem tolui. But the halacha is that once you bring the sol, once the sol azazel is brought in Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring an oshem tolui anymore. Continues the Mishnah. Echa Yisrael and Vecha Ka'ana Vecha Ka'im Meshuach. There's all of these people, the different categories of Jews, all of them have a kapara through the Sol HaZazel. Ma! Ben Yisrael HaKohanim L'Kohim Meshuach. What is the difference between the Kohanim and the Kohim Meshuach, the Kohen Gadol? El Shapar Mechapa Al Kohanim. The Sol HaNasa B'Fnim, the Sol HaShem, protects Klal Yisrael in different situations of Tumas Megdash V'Kedoshim. But the Sar HaLashem does not have that ability to be brought for to accomplish that for the Kahanim, for the Kohen Gadol, that there the power Mechapa Al Kahanim Al Tumas Megdash V'Kedoshim, that they have separate karbonis. And the reason is because the Kahanim, says the Mashiach Chochma, were given the job of protecting the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And they, by not protecting that Kedusha, by violating Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, it's a much bigger Aveira. They are supposed to protect the Kedusha, and they, if they violated it, they need a separate carbon. And k'shem shividui of shasar mishtaleich b'chapa al Yisrael, when the Kohen said vidui on the sar la'azazel, it protects them. Kach vidui of shapar, when the Kohen Gadol says vidui in the par that he brought, the special par that he brought on Yom Kippur, it has the ability to mechapa al Kohanim. So when we learn our Mishnah, and we speak about all these kabbonis, and we speak about the kabbonis that one could bring and do the kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh and Regalim and Yom Kippur accomplish the same or don't. It's interesting to we think about this and we say to ourselves that unfortunately all of this is not very relevant b'zman hazeh when we don't bring kabbonis. But there is one place where it is most relevant. The Torah Kedoshah, when it speaks about the kabbonis brought on Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Torah doesn't speak about the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which should really be brought on that day, given that it's Rosh Chodesh. It says Rabbeinu Meshulam, it's deliberate, because that carbon was not actually brought. On Rosh Hashanah, they did not bring a musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rabbeinu Meshulam, and he says that every month there was a musaf Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is no different. The Turei Evin and the Pnei Yeshua both explain this machloikus. We're learning in our Masechta, what is the Musaf or Rosh Chodesh accomplish? And the Musaf or Rosh Chodesh accomplices for different situation of Tumas Migdash and Kedoshav. And we learned in our Mishnah, if it's the exact same, the Musaf or Rosh Chodesh accomplishes the exact same with the Musaf of the Yom Tovim. If we say that they are, as the first opinion of Reb Shimon, who says, are all interchangeable, so therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, there's no reason to bring a carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh. If they don't do the exact same thing, that's when you have to bring the carbon. And that's why there's an interesting observation the Pnei Yeshua makes. Usually, the Rif only brings down halachas that are relevant b'zman hazeh. But the Rif brings down this Mishnah, which is ostensibly not relevant b'zman hazeh. And the reason why is because the question is, to what should you be mentioning was the Musaf Rosh Chodesh brought on Rosh Hashanah, and should it be mentioned on Rosh Chodesh? It's also relevant because we know that many people have the minig of saying Yom Kippur Katan on every Rosh Chodesh. And the reason they say Yom Kippur Katan, because that's a time that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kaviyochol, looks for a parah, Ashmi Atati as Yireach, that we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made the moon smaller. And that's why on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say all of Hallel, we only say half Hallel, because Rosh Chodesh has in it a remembrance of that sin. The question is there Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh. And the question is Yom Kippur, is Rosh Hashanah like a regular Rosh Chodesh? If we say, as we just learned, that on Yom Kippur we speak about the Kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh, then it should be Rosh Chodesh. And maybe in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we should also fast and keep an Erev Yom Kippur. Or is it not treated that way? And if it's not treated that way, then there is no Yom Kippur Katan on, there would be no Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah has also been focused very strongly about not entering the Beis HaMikdash when one is Tameh. And says the Rambam that this Isser, Chiyuv Karis, of entering the Beis HaMikdash when one is Tameh, remains even after the Churban HaBayis. The Ravid disagrees, and there are different opinions how to learn the Ravid. Many suggest that even the Ravid who holds that it doesn't exist, it means that there's no Chiyuv Karis. But certainly the Ravid will agree that one is not allowed to enter the Makom HaMikdash when he's Tameh, which we all are Tameh. He just disagrees that there's an Isser Tumah. There's an interesting question, however. The Rambam went to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, and he writes a letter when he's visiting that he's davened b'beis ha'gadol v'ha'kadosh. And many suggest that the Rambam means that he davened, he went up to the base, to the Makom HaMikdash. However, many say that that's not what the Rambam meant. There was apparently a very big shul in Yerushalayim, and that's what the Rambam meant. And in fact, there's a famous story. There was the famous Sir Moses Montefiore, who one time came to visit Eretz Yisrael, and he got special permission from the Turkish Sultan, who at that time Turkey was ruling Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, to go up to the Makom HaMikdash. He didn't know that we weren't allowed to. After he went up, there were the Yosef Moshe of Lisa, who was the son of the Nesivus, became aware of what he did. And he put, even though he was such a prominent person, he put him into Cherim. And the story goes that when he found out, what Sir Moses Montefiore found out what he did was wrong, he took off his shoes, which is what somebody in Cherim is supposed to do, and walked up to ask Mechila. He wasn't aware what he did was wrong, and he's asking Mechila that he knows that he shouldn't have gone there.